Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早晨好，弟兄姊妹们。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
我们再继续有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we are humbled as we are gathered here in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们来谦卑地来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for the remembrance of thee.
主，我们谢谢你，让我们来纪念你。
Your body was broken, your precious blood was shed.
主，你的身体为我们裂开，你的宝血为我们倾流。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
For such love.
这样的大爱。
And we thank you for your faithful reminder.
主，我们谢谢你信实地提醒我们。
That you are our life.
主，你是我们的生命。
You are our fellowship.
主，你是我们的交通。
The reason for our gathering.
主，我们在这里聚集的原因就是。
The reason for our serving.
主，我们在这里来服侍的原因也是你。
Lord, it's all because of you.
主，这都是因为你的缘故。
And Lord, we want to acknowledge your presence in our midst.
主，我们实在是知道你在我们当中。
We acknowledge your authority over us.
主，我们也承认你在我们当中的权柄。
We want to give ourselves to you.
我们愿意把我们自己完全交在你的手中。
And present this time to you.
主，我们把这段时间完全交在你的手中。
Lord, as we open your word, we confess.
主，我们打开你话语的时候，我们要承认。
That apart from you, we can do nothing.
主，除了你以外，我们做不了什么。
Lord, we do not understand.
主，我们没法办法了解。
Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
主，你的意念超过我们的意念。
Your ways are higher than our ways.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
So Lord, we want to bow down before thee.
主，我们愿意在你面前俯伏。
And we want to place our trust in you.
主，我们把我们所有的这样的主，我们来依靠你。
That you have made full provision for this time.
主，我们知道你在这个时间上有完全的供应。
As your people are gathered together in your name.
当我们在你的名下，你的儿女聚集的时候。
We, Lord, we look to receive from you.
主，我们仰望你，你会给我们供应。
You are gracious, you are merciful.
你实在是蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯。
And Lord, the hearing ear, it comes from you.
主，我们的能听的耳也是由你而来。
We do pray that beyond the human speaking, we might hear the living word.
主，我们人是在说，但是我们愿意，我们听到是你的声音。
And Lord, redeem this time that it may be in the service of your will.
主，你来赎回这段时间，让能够为你的旨意效力。
We give you all the thanks and all the praise.
主，我们向你献上感谢和赞美。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Would like to read some portion of scripture.
我们读一点的圣经。
First from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 28.
第一处是在以赛亚书第二十八章。
We will read from verse 16.
我们从十六节开始。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation.A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头，作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠他的人必不着急。
We'll read that again.Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
我们再读一遍。所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头，作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基。宝贵的房角石， 信靠的人必不着急。
And then we'll read from the Gospel of Luke.
我们再读路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6,
from, 路加福音第六章。
From verse 46.
从四十六节。
These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣的话。
But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood rose,And the stream beat violently against that house, it could not be shaken, for it was founded on the rock.
四十六节，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
Now notice verse 47, three things.
47节有三件事。
Whoever comes to me,
第一件事情是说来到我这里来。
Hears my sayings,
能够听见我的话。
And does them.
然后去行。
Now verse 49.
第49节。
But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat violently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
And I'd like to read one more verse from Psalm 118.
我们再读一处在诗篇第十八篇。
Actually, it's a few more verses. 118 from verse 22.
在十八篇的
118 verse 22.
第二十二节。
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
22到24节，匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的。在我们眼中看为稀奇，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
And note verse 23.
我们注意到二十三节。
This was the Lord's doing.
这是耶和华所做的。
That is past tense. This was the Lord's doing.
这是神已经做过的。
It is marvelous in our eyes.
这是非常在我们看为稀奇。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we read these verses, I will share a little bit background.
我们在读这些经文的时候，我们来讲一点的背景。
In our fellowship in South Jersey, sometime at the beginning of every year, some brothers will meet together to pray together.
我们在南泽西那边聚会的每年的开始，我们就会有一点的聚集和祷告。
And the thought is, we really want to seek the Lord to see what is the Lord's burden for right here, right now.
我们的想法是我们要寻求神在这个时候这个地点对我们的旨意是怎样。
It's sort of an arbitrary opportunity at the beginning of the year to sort of start again and refresh.
我们是想到在新年开始，我们能够来到神的面前，开始一个新的开始。
Now I thank the Lord, His mercies are new every morning. In our Lord Jesus, we can start afresh every morning. But we thank the Lord for those times when we can come together as His people, really to seek the Lord's direction together. And this was one word that came to us in this time of fellowship. And I'm seeing as the year unfolds how important this is. Not just to give us something to talk about, but it's really the appropriate word to describe the Lord's dealing in my own life. In times of uncertainty and times of testing,
在这样一个试炼，一个不确定的时代,
where does my hope lie?
在我们的这样的希望和盼望在哪里?
What is the source of my confidence?
我们信心在哪里? 我们的这样的信心是在哪个地方?
It's very easy to sing the hymn.
我们很容易唱诗,
my hope is built on nothing less
我们的信心不是在其他的上面,
than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. I've heard that hymn since I was a boy.
我很小的时候,
but the testing is always right here and right now.
但是呢, 我们的试探, 试炼是在这个时候,
and sometimes I think my voice sounds maybe a little bit better than really the state of my soul.
我们有时候觉得我们说的话比我们里面,
when times are difficult, it really becomes apparent where your hope and your confidence lies.
在一个困难,一个试炼的时代,
I'm starting to see this as an expression of the Lord's love and His mercy. When I was in school, I never looked forward to tests.
在我在学校的时候呢, 我没有想到有这样的试炼。
I dread the time of testing.
我一到考试的时候, 我就非常的难过。
Because I feared I labored very hard.
我担心我虽然努力,
in many ways, I saw the students who were most relaxed were the ones who the result was not quite good.
我有时候看到这些学生非常放松的时候, 他们的成绩往往不好。
It seemed in order to endure the test, you have to be very worried.
好像看到我们要是想在考试中做得好,
and somehow the way I controlled all those worries was just to study harder.
我们为了不担心,
and then you focus on the test, all you can think about is the test. And when it's over, you feel a great relief, a burden is removed.
考试完了,
and then you wait with expectation for the result.
我们就, 愿意这个结果呢,能够,
and if the result is not good, you always blame the professor.
我们的考试的结果若不是像我们想的那么好,
as a teacher now, I'm very familiar with that pattern.
我是一个老师,
but you know, the Lord's way with us is very much different than that. There is a sense in which there's always a test going on. And there's a sense in which no amount of preparation beforehand can prepare you for what lies ahead. It's the experience of the test that brings out what is hidden.
我们常常是借着这个试炼的过程, 我们来,
if the confidence has been in myself or in my own resource,
是我们这个信心是来自我们自己和我们自己的这些的能力,
The test will bring that out.
这个试炼就是显明出来。
But the test will also bring out something much more important.
这个test也可以使得我们看到更重要的事情。
The faithfulness of God.
是神的信实。
And the eternity or the eternal value of God's work.
是神工作的那永远的性质。
Our work is temporary.
我们的工作都是暂时的。
It comes and it can go.
它来了又去了。
But God's work is eternal.
神的工作是永远的。
Whatever God does, it's forever.
神所做的是要存到永远。
God is working in your life, He's working in my life for eternity.
神在你我身上做工是要为了将来永远。
He's working according to a deliberate design.
他是借着他这样的设计来做工。
He's guided by a purpose that is unwavering.
他是一个不动摇的，有个目的，借着这个目的来做工。
God's commitment to that purpose is unwavering.
神对他的目的是不会放弃的。
God's faithfulness to Himself is unchanging.
神对他自己的信实是不会改变。
And the test that He would bring into your life and my life as those who belong to the Lord Jesus.
神把你我所放的这个试炼当中
are designed not only to test but to prove the eternal value of His work.
不仅是来试炼我们，并且是要来看到它永远的价值。
There is something that is done in you and in me as we pass through times of trial and testing.
当我们经过这些试炼的时候，神就在我们当中做工。
That's when we discover in small ways, sometimes small, sometimes great ways, that Christ in you is the hope of glory.
所以这就是我们常常借着大小的事情能够知道耶稣基督在我们里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
It's not just that Christ does something for me.
不只是耶稣在给我们做些事情。
To make my way easier or smoother.
使我们的道路能够平坦。
But that God is working Christ into me through all of these circumstances. God is working Christ into you through all of the things that you're going through now.
我们所经历的一切是神要借着这一切事情把基督做在我们的里面。
Sometimes that's times of rejoicing.
有时候我们是非常的喜乐。Sometimes
that's time of grieving.
有时候我们是非常的悲哀。But
God is faithful. And He is always true to Himself. And His great object is that our foundation for living should be His foundation. That His foundation should be our foundation. Now we sing the hymn, we think about our foundation. Christ is the solid rock that we stand on.
基督是那个非常稳固的磐石。
But dear brothers and sisters, Christ can be our foundation only because Christ is God's foundation.
弟兄姊妹们，基督成为我们的根基，是因为他是神的根基。
God has chosen His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, to be the foundation, the meaning, the value, the purpose of everything. God's object is to make Christ the head over all things. That everything in heaven and on earth should be summed up in the Lord Jesus Christ. That it would be universally recognized that everything is for Christ. Everything is by His doing. And everything It belongs to Him. He is the creator of everything. The sustainer of everything. He is the heir of all things. And God's purpose is that Christ should fill all things. That everything that is should be for His expression, for His glory. Now that we find in the letter to the Ephesians. It speaks of God's eternal purpose concerning His Son, the Lord Jesus, and the church, which is His body. That even before the foundation of the world, God had determined this. Before ever there was a universe, God had determined it. And in the Lord Jesus Christ, in His beloved Son, He has made provision in every detail for the carrying out of that eternal purpose. Even foreseeing the sin and the failure of the man whom He would create. The Son of God agreed to be the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Even before there were sinners to save, God made provision for the redemption of His eternal purpose. That everything should be for His Son. That His Son would be right at the center of everything. That He would be sovereign Lord over all things. And that He would have a people to belong to Him. A people who are made in His image and His likeness. Who share His nature, His character. To be His intimate companion. To inherit all things with Him. To belong to Him in a special way. This is God's purpose for His Son. And you and I, when we believe into the Lord Jesus, we have been made a part of this. In due time, God sent His beloved Son. He was born of a virgin. He grew up in humble circumstances. He learned obedience through the things that He suffered. He was tested in every way and found to be well pleasing to the Father. He worked out in His life as a man on the earth a righteousness that is perfect in the estimation of God the Father. He lived a life of absolute devotion to the Father's will. And everything that He did and everything that He said was motivated by love for God the Father. And love for the ones whom God the Father had given to Him. Love for you and for me. In that obedience, the Lord Jesus embraced the cross.
在这样的顺服中，他顺服以至于死在十字架上。
He embraced the way of self-denial.
他对自己有一个完全的否认。
Obedience without question.
他的顺服是没有问题。
And in his death upon the cross, he became the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
在十字架上，他受死就成为那神的羔羊，来除去我们世人的罪。
But through this mighty death on the cross, not only has he won sinners back to God the Father.
借着十字架上的死，他不仅来赢得了这些属神的子民来归向父神。
But he has secured the eternal purpose of God.
他也使得神永远的旨意得到保证。
That the Father's plan, his desire, should be carried out in detail.
他神的计划，他神的心意能够在一点一滴的来彰显。
Every obstacle removed.
所有的这样的障碍都去除。
Every need fully supplied.
所有的需要都已经得到。
Every opponent or enemy thoroughly defeated.
所有的仇敌已经被打败。
And he has set his son as the lamb upon the throne.
父神已经把他的儿子成为了神的羔羊。
He is the sovereign Lord and King of the universe.
他是坐宝座的那个拥有主权的神。
And we have been brought into fellowship with himself.
我们可以与这样的来一同的交通。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I was reminded as we sat here together, we're breaking bread together.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们一起擘饼的时候，
You know, we had to set the clock differently last night.
我们昨天晚上要把时间擘正。
And, I ran out the house and was in the traffic pretty quickly.
我离开家呢，这个交通非常好。
And I'm reminded of how easily it is to just be caught up in the flow of this world.
我们常常在这个世界的忙碌中在这其中。
And there's a kind of an anxiety that's under everything. Well, Lord, please keep the car and keep the tires and keep my temper while I'm driving on the highway.
我们常常在开车的时候会为一些的事情焦虑。
But there's something that's so precious to come into a gathering of the Lord's people.
但是呢，我们来到神的聚集当中，主啊，我们就非常的宝贵。
And to know that we're all of similar passions.
我们有同样的情感。
We are very much the same.
我们差不多的。
And yet, when we're together in the Lord's presence,
当我们来到神同在当中时，
He overrules.
他就在我们当中作王掌权。
He is the Lamb upon the throne.
他是那个在。
And the hymn that we sang together about rejoicing together around the throne.
我们唱到在神的宝座的周围，我们欢喜快乐。
As we remember his death,
当我们纪念他的死的时候，
and we give thanks to God for all that his death has secured.
我们为着他在死中所建立的一切来献上感谢。
Brothers and sisters, we have reason to rejoice.
我们当然有原因来欢喜快乐。
But I will confess, brothers and sisters, many times.
我经常要这样的来承认。
Sometimes I'm so preoccupied with what is going on in my life.
我有时候在我的生活中这样忙碌，我里面实际上非常的多的事情。
That I can miss that preciousness.
但是我有时候就忘了这样的有这样宝贵的聚集。
And I just see the outward appearance of things.
我常常看到事情的外表。
It's another meeting.
我又是一次的聚会。
It's another gathering with people whose faces have become very familiar.
又一次和一些面孔很熟悉的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
And we may sing hymns that we sing many times.
我们常常唱一些经常唱的诗歌。
And we hear announcements that we hear many times.
我们经常也听到一些的就这些报告的事项是一样的。
In our fellowship, there's always announcement about the times of the meetings during the week.
我们也常常在我们聚会当中讲到各个聚集的时间。
And I don't think those announcements have changed very much in 20 years.
在这20年当中我觉得没有变化。
But you know, you can look at the outside and miss everything.
但是我们有时候看到外边的时候我们就失去了里面真正的意义。
And so this brother and sister is my burden.
这就是我所担心的。
How much of what we know of the Lord Jesus
我们对主有多少的了解
is just part of the outward scenery of the Christian life.
是我们外面的这些的知识吗?
And how much is really built upon the foundation?
有多少是在这个真正的根基之上?
The foundation is Christ Himself.
这个根基就是主耶稣自己。
It's not correct doctrine.
不是正确的这样的教训。
Although correct doctrine is important. It's not a church building with beautiful stained glass windows. It's not even a faithful gathering of families who always attend every meeting, rain or shine or snow or sleet.
也不是有些的弟兄姊妹非常忠实的来到聚会当中，不管天气的情况。
It's not the hymn book with the hymns we sing.
也不是我们有圣诗的歌本经常来唱的。
It's not the scripture verses just as something to read.
也不是在圣经的经文我们可以来读。
It's not the preacher standing moving his mouth.
也不是讲道的在动他的嘴。
Underneath it all is the true foundation. And that foundation, as Paul said, no man can lay that foundation. That foundation is God's foundation. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Personally. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank the faithful ministry of the Holy Spirit. Why has God given the Holy Spirit to those who believe in His Son? The Holy Spirit's ministry is to take the things of the Lord Jesus Christ and to make them real to us. To build Christ into your life and my life. To build the church according to God's pattern. And the pattern is Christ. To build the house of God on the foundation of God. The foundation is Christ. As Paul put it very carefully, Christ Jesus Himself. The cornerstone. Christ Jesus Himself. Now, dear brothers and sisters, it's very striking if you consider these scriptures. I began with the Old Testament. The verse that is one of the verses or passages of Scripture that's most often quoted in reference to Christ, our foundation, is Isaiah
28.
There is a stone for a foundation. It is a tried, a tested, and proven stone. It's a precious stone. A cornerstone. A sure foundation. Now, brothers and sisters, the prophet spoke in very unique conditions. Very often their message was directed to the king.
有时候呢，这个信息就是对于王来说的。
Who is the representative of all of God's people?
是代表着这些神的子民。
And the king in difficult environments.
在困难的时候，这个王
was required to make many decisions.
就会要做很多的决定。
And administer the will of God.
要在神的旨意上来效力。
To inquire of the Lord, to find the Lord's direction.
来向神寻求, 来知道神对他们的带领,
to receive the Lord's provision.
来接到神给他们的供应,
so that God's people could stand as a light and a witness among the nations.
使得神的子民可以为, 在众民当中来为神做见证和光。
All of the nations serve idols.
所有的其他的这些 这些的国家都来拜偶像,
but the people of Israel are called to serve a living God. And they were to be the testimony of a completely different way of life.
他们要成为神完全不同的,
in which their hope and their confidence was in God Himself. Their expectation of blessing, of victory, was God Himself.
他们的对于这个,
and the temptation for these kings was in times of moral decline.
在一个非常 光景不好的时候,这些王就会受到试炼。
Devotion to the living God became something of formality.
对于神的这样的忠心就成为一个形式。
And reliance shifted from God to all kinds of alliances and compromises with the nations.
有时候就把他们的信心从这个依靠从神
If Assyria attacks us, well, you say to the king of Egypt, will you come to help us?
当叙利亚来, 进攻的时候, 有时候王就要决定来求以, 埃及的帮助。
And if Assyria attack you, we will come to help you.
若是, 叙利亚来与你征战, 我来帮助你。
And so in a very subtle way, the confidence moved away from the living God.
这样的微妙的就把一些的我们的依靠从神离开。And
the confidence began to rest upon the skillful diplomacy.
我们的信心就转成了我们巧妙的一些的战略战术。And
different kinds of negotiated arrangements.
我们就变成了我们和这些不同的人要进行协商。And
compromises and treaties.
我们就妥协，就做很多的一些协议。Exchanges
of favors.
就计划和彼此的来交换。
And the Lord would often send difficulties in situations just like this.
神常常把一些困难把这些事情的加给这些以色列民。
That was the word He gave to Isaiah.
这就是神给以赛亚的话的。
That every other covenant, every other support or resource
其他的所有的依靠的东西
would be put to the test
就会受到试炼,
and it would be weighed in the balance and found wanting.
就会看到这些是不足够。
You would see that confidence in yourself or in any other man
你会看到你对自己, 对于其他的人的这样的信心,
is vain.
是没有用处的。
It is less than useless.
是比没有用还要虚空。
And you read carefully in chapter 28, and you'll see the reference to the floods that will come.
我们看到以赛亚书第28章讲到这大水的事情。
The hail that will come to sweep away the refuge of lies.
这些冰雹要来,要毁灭一切的这些不好的事情。
Severe weather, severe testing will come, and it will sweep away the basis of false confidence.
一些天灾人祸就会来到, 来毁灭这些不属于神的。
Brothers and sisters, it's right here in the midst of this judgment.
弟兄姊妹, 这个正是在这个审判当中。
That God speaks His word about His foundation.
这个时候, 神就借着以赛亚, 说到他的根基。
God is not surprised by the failures of His people.
神并对于这些以色列列民的失败并不感到稀奇。
He understands the weakness.
他知道他们的软弱。
He understands even the evil in the heart of a sinful man.
他也知道人的里面的邪恶。
But God has made full provision.
但是神有完全的供应,
for the redemption, the recovering, the restoring of all who will but take heed to His word.
他就有完全的预备他的救恩,对于那些可以听到他话的,他要实行拯救和恢复。
If you, right in the midst of your difficult situation,
当你在你的困难当中的时候,
will recognize that the hand of God is in it, and that He has sent the adversity to open up your heart,
他就会, 来打开我们里面的,
to make you willing to listen carefully to His word,
能我们愿意来听他,
to allow His word to prick your conscience,
能够使他的话能够在我们的这样的直觉当中,
and to bring a change of heart, a change of mind. You are in a position to discover God has prepared a foundation. Sometimes we just take one verse and we forget about the context of it. This word was spoken during a time of judgment.
Verse
16 of chapter 28, therefore, thus says the Lord, that therefore means in the face of impending judgment.
In
a time where everything that you have confidence in is being shaken. In a time where it seemed like battles that had long been won are now being renewed again. When you thought that your confidence was in God, but actually your confidence was in traditions.
当我们认为我们自己在神的上面有信心，但是我们却是在传统当中的时候，
or perhaps some experience of the Lord long ago.
或许是我们对于神的经验。
Right here, right now, is the time to discover God's foundation.
在这里，在这个时候，我们就是我们要来谈论神的根基。
I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. A tried stone. This is a stone that has been through every manner of temptation that is possible for man to pass through. He was tempted in every way and yet without sin. We know our Lord Jesus, before He ever began His public ministry, His life was a hidden life. It was a life of hidden devotion to God the Father. We're given a glimpse of His life when He was 12 years old. And what we see is a young boy who is different from his peers. He stands apart from the crowd. And what is noteworthy about him is his single-hearted, single-minded devotion to his Father. As the others are fulfilling their religious duties at the feast in Jerusalem, and are traveling home now to return to business as usual. The boy Jesus remains in his father's house. Seated at the feet of his teachers. With a heart that is listening carefully. A heart that is inquiring, seeking. A heart that is understanding.
And
a heart that is responding to God.
他的心是可以来回应的。
Now this was a boy who sat at the feet of teachers like every other boy.
这个男孩似乎是和其他的这些在教师脚前的差不多。
Like every other boy, if you look on the outside.
在外面讲他是差不多和其他小男孩一样。
But inwardly, there is this consciousness, the Son of God is sitting before his Father.
在他的里面却是能知道父神在上面坐着宝座。
And as he is seeking his Father, as he is listening to his Father's word,
当他在寻求听父神的话的时候,
he is gripped with a sense of personal responsibility.
他就被一个个人的这样的一个职责责任所抓住。
And urgency awakens in his heart.
他的心里是非常的迫切。
I must be about my Father's business.
我岂不是要来思想神的事，我父的事。
Now you know his mother, especially when he could not be found, how her heart was so troubled.
他的母亲找他没有找到，心里非常的焦急。
She had lost the one that God entrusted to her.
他把神交给他的这个孩子丢失了。
Not just my son is missing.
不只是他的，我的儿子丢失了。That's
grief enough.
这已经是很难过了。But
God's son is missing.
但是神的儿子丢了。And
I'm accountable.
我呢是有责任的。Now,
brothers and sisters, I don't know if we ever thought about it quite that way.
你有没有这样想过?
But when she was led to the temple,
当她被带到这个圣殿的时候,
she was given a precious glimpse into the heart of the Son of God.
耶稣的母亲就看到这个神的儿子心里的情形。
Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?
难道你不知道我是应该以我父的事为念吗?
This is the one who was baptized by John the Baptist.
这位就是施洗约翰所施洗的那一位。
As he identified himself with the sinful mass of humanity around him.
当他和所有的人来认同的时候。
And John said, no, wait a minute. You should baptize me.
约翰说,不要这样,你应该来为我施洗。
And the Lord Jesus, what did he say? Let it be so now.
主耶稣怎么说呢?
For thus it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness.
我们应该尽各自的,
all righteousness fulfilled.
所有的这样的, 公义就会得到, 实现。
Not what seems right in the judgment of even the most righteous of men.
在这个审判当中, 即使最, 公义的人,
but living always and only unto God the Father.
他生活的目的就是为了父神。
Taking thought only for what is pleasing in his sight.
他所想的都是父神所喜悦的。
You know, it was to such a one that God the Father spoke from heaven.
父神也向为他做见证。
My beloved Son,
这是我的爱子,
with whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
Before ever he preached a sermon on the kingdom of God,
在他为这个天国的福音传讲的时,
before ever he healed one who is sick or gave sight to one who is blind,
当他来医治病人和, 治好瞎眼的之前,
before he ever fed the 5,000,
在他用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人之前,
or ever cleansed the lepers or raised Lazarus from the dead,
在他治疗 大马封定和使拉萨路从死里复活之前。
This was the Father's attestation of him, attesting of him.
这是父神对他的评价和他的对他的。
My beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
I am well pleased with him.
我喜悦他。
This basic relationship was the foundation of everything to follow.That hidden life of fellowship with the Father. Being brought into agreement with the Father. In the details of living. That all may be fitting according to righteousness.
这一切的当中就能够彰显神的公义。
This is the life that delights the Father.
这就是来合父神心意的生命。
Has passed every test.
经过了一切的试炼。
And has proven worthy.
已经试验证明他是是值得。
To serve as the cornerstone of God's eternal building work.
他配做神永远殿的房角石。
It is Christ Jesus Himself.
是主耶稣基督自己。
Precious in the sight of God.
在神的眼中看为宝贵。
The one who is a sure foundation.
他是那稳固的根基。
That is God without reservation can trust what belongs to Him to His Son.
神对他的信任是没有保留的。
God does not hesitate.To give everything to his son.
神不会犹豫把一切的事情加给他的儿子。
To entrust everything to the care of his son.
神不会犹豫把一切都交给他儿子。
To hand over every responsibility to his son.
把所有的职责都交给他的儿子。
And then the exhortation comes, the one who believes in him.
所有的信他的。
Will never be worried.
都必不着急。
Some translations say, in haste. You won't be full of anxiety.
着急。
Other translations say, you'll never be confounded.
有些
or confused.
有些就不会，有些翻译成不会觉得混淆。
The one who believes on this foundation will never be confused.
所有的人都会非常的确信，不会混淆。
Casting around, wondering, what shall we do?
不会看到周围说我们应该怎么做。
You will stand securely on the foundation.
他会站在神的稳固的根基上。
Other translations say, you will never be ashamed.
有些翻译说我们不会羞耻。
If you place your full confidence in the one who is God's foundation, you will never regret it.
当我们把信心放在神的稳固的根基上，我们不会羞愧。
You will never be ashamed.
我们不会羞愧。
He will never leave you high and dry. He'll never leave you empty.
他不会把你丢下不管。
You'll find him faithful every time.
你会看到他每一次都是信实。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, that was the message of the prophets.
弟兄姊妹，这就是先知的信息。
It's really, when the Lord Jesus spoke in the Gospel of Luke.
在主耶稣在路加福音中讲到。
Do you notice how he makes it so personal?
你有没有看到主耶稣所说的是何等的个人？
He doesn't speak about the sublime things of God's eternal purpose.
他没有讲到神永远旨意的成就。
He's not speaking about the council in the Godhead before the creation of the universe.
他没有讲到在创世以前父神所定义的。
He makes it very personal.
他把这事情讲得非常的个人化
，and very practical，
非常的实用。
Your life is like building a house。
你的生命像一个建房子。
And I want to show you how important spiritual reality is。
我想让你们知道属灵实际的重要性。
It's not good enough just to call me Lord, Lord。 And just to do whatever you want. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do or practice what I say?
他说,你为什么称呼我主啊主啊,却不遵我的话而行呢?
He didn't command them not to do that. He asked them why they do that.
他讲到,他不是说你们不做什么事情,而是说你为什么要这样做?
I hear the Lord asking me, why do you do that? I probably say, Lord, Lord, many times every day.
我会回答主说,我很多次都是这样做的。
Sometimes when I feel spiritual, sometimes when I'm just very worried.
有时候我觉得很属灵,有时候我也非常担心。
But the question is not just what I say.
这不只是说怎么说。
The question is, how am I responding to what He has said?
问题的关键是我们怎么来反应,对神的话怎么样反应。
And he told this little parable.
他讲到这样的一个,
about two builders.
有两个建房子的人,
one of them built a house without a foundation.
有一个人建了房子却没有根基,
he was in a hurry.
他是, 就毁灭了。
And after all, who can tell the difference from the outside?
在外面看不出什么不同。
You don't really notice the foundation at all after the house has been built.
你建好房子以后就看不见根基了。
But if you buy that house, doing so is expressing confidence in the foundation.
当你买一个房子的时候,你就已经确定这个房子根基是稳固的。
You'll trust that the builder built the house with a proper foundation.
你知道呢,这个建房子的人是一定有一个稳固的根基才买。No
one would build a house without a foundation.
没有人建房子是没有根基的。Well,
the Lord Jesus mentions there's one who does build without a foundation.
但是主耶稣说到有这样的人。And
he doesn't know that there's a problem until the storm comes.
我们不知道,只等到有风暴而来。
And when the storm comes, then everybody knows that he built without a foundation.
是没有,这个房子没有根基。
What was hidden before is evident to all.
原来隐藏的,大家都知道了。But
now the Lord is really exhorting his believers to the other way.
主耶稣在这里是要鼓励这些信徒来走另一条路。
This is the man who first of all comes to me.
这是这样的一个盖房子的人,
who hears what I'm saying,
来听我的话,
and who puts these things into practice.
来去照着去行。
Now it's very interesting how the Lord puts it that way. You know, the man who did the wrong thing, he heard the words.
这些做的不好的事情的,盖房子做不好的,也听到神的话。
The same message.
就同样的话,
but the Lord is careful to draw the distinction that one came to him and one did not.
这里主讲到, 有一个就来到他的面前,
so you see, everything depends upon that personal relationship with the Lord himself.
这里我们看到, 所有的事情都, 与我们和神的这个关系。
You, first of all, you don't hear the message.
第一点,
first, you come to the Lord. And in coming to the Lord, you can truly hear. And you will be able to respond rightly.
你就可以来照着去反应。
Those three are inseparable.
这三个是没有办法分开的,
to first come to the Lord.
第一点就是要来到神的面前,
then to hear what He's saying.
第二点就是要听到神对我们说的话,
and then at least to recognize that these are not just things to hear.
这我们要知道这些不只是让我们来听而听,
or just things to talk about.
或者是我们为了说而说,
these words are to become the very basis of your life.
这个话,
your hope, your confidence must be built on nothing less. And the Lord Jesus said, this is like the one who builds a house with the foundation.
主就说, 这就像一个人, 把房子盖在,
who recognized that much work has to be done underground.
他知道在这个地里面, 根基的部分要做得扎实,
where nobody can see it.
虽然没有人能看到,
sometimes we do what we do in order to receive the praise of man.
我们有时候做是为了讨人的喜悦,
and we want very quick results.
我们愿意有好的, 快的结果,
and so maybe we might take shortcuts with the foundation.
我们有时候就在根基上呢, 我们就, 偷懒,
I'm surprised at how common a practice that is in building industry. It's a very common practice to cut corners when it comes to the foundation.
我们知道这是在, 人的里面是经常有人偷工减料,
but a real foundation requires a lot of digging work. There's a lot of earth that has to be removed out of the way.
这些土呢,
and how deep do you have to dig?
多么我们要弄多,
deeper than we realize.
比我们所要知道的要更深,
and deeper probably than we would feel comfortable with.
有时候也比我们觉得, 我们愿意做到的, 要更深,
I did some digging as a young man.
我在年轻的时候曾经,
it was not something I look forward to.
不是我喜欢做的,
it was something that I was less than wholehearted about often.
经常我是三心二意的去做,
if someone told me to dig, they were punishing me.
有人要让我, 来挖坑, 我觉得是一个惩罚,
and I'll never forget a time when I was a teenager, I was working for a construction company.
我在做, 年轻人的时候呢, 我曾经在一个建筑工, 工厂工作,
and the boss told me to start digging a trench because they had to do some work on the water lines.
我的老板就让我来挖一个沟,
and I started very slowly poking the ground with the shovel.
我呢就慢慢地用这个铲子来铲土。
And if it had been up to me, probably would have spent 8 hours and wouldn't have gotten very far.
我想若是只是我的话, 8个小时也做不了什么。
And taking quite a few breaks in between.
就会, 我们的,
breaks, to rest a lot.
我就会在, 当中要休息好多次。
But I remember on this occasion that my boss took the shovel out of my hand.
有一次呢, 我的老板就, 拿到我这个锨,
and he began to dig.
他来开始挖,
and he began to dig in a very serious business-like manner.
他呢, 非常认真地来, 挖这个坑,
if you're going to dig at all, you have to dig in a business-like manner.
你要来挖的话, 你就必须要非常认真地去挖,
and to this day, I remember how ashamed I was.
我那时候非常的羞愧,
that my boss was doing my work.
我的老板来做我的工作。
Today, brothers and sisters, I realize that unless the Lord Jesus does that work,
今天我们意识到呢, 若不是主耶稣他来亲自工作,
that work of laying foundation,
这个来垫根基的工作,
that work will never be done.
这工作就永远不会做成。
My work, our work, is to respond to His work.
我们的工作就是来回应, 主的工作,
to allow Him to take His word and make it a part of your life and my life.
让他能够把他的话能够成为我们生命的实际,
so that in the time of testing,
在有, 患难来的时候,
when all around our souls gives way,
当我们, 所有的其他人都, 所有的事情都, 倒塌的时候,
this would be a time not for grieving,
这不是我们, 伤心的时候,
but a time for rejoicing,
是我们应该欢喜快乐的时候,
that God is faithful, that God's hidden work has been going on in your life, in my life, teaching us what it means to follow Christ, to be made like Him. Let's pray for one another in these days, brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we do thank you that we can have a time of fellowship such as this. Lord, we do recognize the difficulty of the times that we live in. For many are discovering how uncertain the riches of this world are. Lord, we pray that through it all you would be doing your work. Give us a heart to come to you. To listen carefully to what you're saying. And to allow you to build this into our daily living. Lord, so that in the time of testing, praise and honor may come to our Lord.
在试炼的时候, 主, 你让我们经过这一切,
we thank you and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name.
我们感谢你, 我们求是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.